Look at Italy, for example. You know, every year you have Italy qualifies two teams directly, one to the playoffs, so three spots available for Champions League, and you have Juventus, Milan, Inter, Roma, Napoli, Fiorentina and Lazio trying to play for the top three spots. If you look at England, now you have United and City, you have Chelsea, you have Arsenal, Tottenham, Liverpool, legitimately trying to qualify to the top four places. And every year, one, two or three get out and have to face the problem of playing either the European League or to be without Europe. And the importance of revenues from European football are too important for the clubs, and there should be an opportunity to qualify in a broader way.
But why shouldn't the Champions League be really difficult to qualify for? I mean, we're talking about four clubs in some countries. The top four clubs qualify, that's enough, isn't it?
Well, yeah, in Italy, unfortunately, are only 2+1. But new owners, new investments are making the league much more competitive. And for the, let's say, top clubs, the competition is harder. And if you look, for example, in our case, you know, if you are not able to stay at the same level in terms of investments and into the game and into the squads, then maybe you pay a bigger price, because lack of Europe means a big reduction into your ability to spend.
So the Champions League should come to you because you can't go to it?
Well, you know, it's too simple like that. I think that we have to look at ways of improving the Champions League. Nobody wants to just get qualification for a divine right or be there just because you have an history of being a successful club. This is obviously out of questions. Today we play a competition with 32 clubs. Every season you have a fantastic run by underdogs that, for example, qualify to the eight finals or win three or four games when everybody expects them to win none. So this is good for football. But on the other hand, every year there are more and more important clubs, important because of history, important because of size, important because of supporters' size and so on, that missed out. And I would like to see a sort of an opportunity for wild cards or a different route for clubs who just have the ability or the prestige or the size to compete in Champions League, and they are instrumental to the success of the competition, which are not qualified through the normal route, that maybe there should be a sort of a playoff wild card for them. It is just food for thought. It is not something on the agenda. It's not something that we have to do or we are considering. It is just something that you have to look at your product, and if this is the best product and nothing needs to be changed, then fine, we go on with that.
We're talking in the week of qualifying matches for the 2016 European Championship. Italy could have had that tournament. It's going to France in the end, but Italy were one of the bidders. If Italy had won that, what do you think that would have done for Italian football in terms of the infrastructure, the nuts and bolts?
It would have been critical. The problem that we are facing now is that because we lost both 2012 and 2016, and because if you look at the history of the Italian building system, if you say, the last big event we had was World Cup 1990, and the majority, if not the totality, of the stadia we have in Serie A this year are coming from those buildings times. A European Championship, a big football event, would have been a panacea for a lot of problems that we have in Italy. No investment is done by the government, by the authorities and public authorities into the stadia, into the buildings, because there is no need to do that in terms of upgrading them for a different competition or for a different event.
So what do you think about the gradual introduction of foreign ownership in Italian football, with the Americans at Roma, Indonesian Eric Thohir at Inter? Do you think that's a good thing? Do you think that might shake the rest of the league out of this complacency that you've described?
Well, hopefully, in a certain way, the foreigner influence of investors who are there to have a return on their investment, and they are not there just for philanthropic reasons, would bring a little bit more of professionality and business sense to the game, which is something that recently probably Italian football has missed out a bit. I think that the difficulties for foreign ownerships to come to Italy is that it's not easy to understand the country, it's not easy to understand the way football is run, it's not easy for a non-Italian to work in Italy.